We're here to talk about your new exhibition, which is called Cold-Blooded Dermatographic Locutions. And what does that mean in basic English?
It means basically dermatographic is the writing on the skin, so using the body as a medium. And locution is anything that is spoken.
So did you make up a word again?
Yes. Well, it's just graphic and derma. So
it's a good one. I like it.
Thank you.
So this exhibition, this is going to be a conversation starter. Do you want to describe to people who haven't seen anything yet what they will see when they see it?
Okay. So I don't know where to start. The whole idea, like the mission of the project, was to bring awareness on how words can impact our lives and the lives of others around us. So what I did is that I asked 5 women in the community and 1 man and myself to write on a piece of paper the things that were said to us in the past by our family, partners, friends, acquaintances, but that really stick to us, like things that just wouldn't leave us even if we really wished that it did, even with the passage of time. And so these are things that we carry in our heads. But, you know, if I see you in front of me, then I don't know that you're carrying those things, but they are there. So that was, I wanted to bring those words to the surface so people can possibly remember that we all carry these evil things, let's say, or kind of incantations that are often rambling in our heads. So to bring more compassion towards other in that way, in remembering that those things are there, and maybe I was hoping that this could be a therapeutic process for those people to get it out of them. Like I find if I write, one of the reason why I write, I feel like it's helping me to get rid of emotional things, put it on paper, and then it's kind of out of me. So bringing the things that I can't catch with my hands that are inside me into physicality to materialize it, I find it helpful for the healing process of things. So then I wrote those things on each person continuously with a black marker, and I took photos in a professional studio, and then I printed those photos. So there's a total of 7 final prints. They're printed on aluminium sheets, and they're going to be at the Wharf Gallery on the walls. And then there's also going to be an interactive component to the exhibition where people are invited to be seated at what I call the confessional booth. And so you get to do the same thing as the model and myself did, which is to write on a piece of paper, possibly the things that people have said to you or that you have said to others as well, because some of those things we don't forget too. And at the end of the night, I'm going to burn everything at 9 p.m. in a brazier.
Right. Yeah. And just to be absolutely clear for people, you didn't write these words on their clothes.
No, naked bodies.
Naked bodies.
Yes.
So this is, so you sent me, ahead of the interview, you sent me a couple of the images.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting just how actually shocking the experience is. And I think it's got, because it's now we're talking about the issue, the other issue of how media presents images of women, but we're surrounded wall to wall with manicured images of women, usually for the benefit of men, mm-hmm. and these photos have been shot in that kind of way, I guess, but with words written on the bodies, and the biggest one here, that the most obvious that I'm looking at on the computer screen, is says, "If you make me leave, I'll kill myself. If you make me leave, I'll kill myself."
Yeah.
So that was genuinely, genuinely stopped me in my tracks, basically, when I saw that, because it's so unusual in this culture to, I've never seen anything like that in this culture, I don't think.
Mm. In what ways do you mean to have something written on the body, or to bring those kind of words that we possibly don't really talk about, or what was shocking to see mostly?
Well, I guess if we're honest about our culture, and especially our commercial culture, women's bodies are presented for the benefit of men a lot of the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, for their viewing interest or pleasure, if we're being blunt. But when you get the body presented in that way, but with these words on it, if you make me leave, I'll kill myself, it's a huge juxtaposition. It's a huge contrast, the two things together at once. And it just stopped me in my tracks, because you just don't see that.
Yeah, and that was another thing for the girls at the beginning. I explained what the project was, and I told them it will possibly bring some, you know, emotional traumas, some past memories that are uncomfortable to look at or to hear again. And even while I was writing on their bodies, at times I felt uncomfortable, like writing those horrible things on them.
Yeah.
And some of them were really excited, I think, at the idea of being in front of a camera and having photographs taken of themselves. Some, I think, maybe two of them did, you know, modeling before, and the rest didn't. So that was a first time for them. And there was this idea about beauty. So I showed them the shots before deciding which I was going to print. And I said, this is the one that I like. Is that okay with you? And for some of them, it was obviously that... It is not always comfortable to see ourselves naked, and also with those words on us. And so after, I think, seeing the photos, and they realize, oh, actually, now that I see it, maybe it's not something I thought I'd be, you know, at the beginning really comfortable with. And so, but they were all at the end brave enough to say, hey, to realize, actually, I was like, you know, this is not necessarily about a glamour beauty shot, because they were kind of falling on that thinking, and I'm like, this is not necessary, it's not about the aesthetic, it is about the message. You're a vehicle for a message more than a glamorous model in this project. And I guess once they understood that it was not about the perfect angle but the message, then they felt more comfortable. But for some of them, it was a huge thing to say yes.
So did anyone pull out?
No, but two of them almost did, and two of them decided to still continue to be brave and step in.
But they had control over which images. Presumably, you took lots of photos, and they had control over which images went in.
I told them which photo for me was the one that I picked, and then they could decide if they felt comfortable with it or not. So I played around with some, you know, adding some shadows for a girl in particular. But it became at some point a little bit difficult, because obviously we can't hide anything. And I said at the beginning, you know, if you're not comfortable with this, then maybe this project is not for you. So, yeah, and it was a lot of learning for me, a lot of learning for them, how to set boundaries, how to say yes and no for things you feel or don't feel comfortable with. And at the end, we all found a way to be comfortable with what was presented. So yes, at the end, everyone agreed to bring that specific photo for, you know, forward for the exhibition.
And there's something interesting about, because we're in a small community here. There's something quite different about presenting yourself this way within your community. Could be like if we're in Auckland and there's 1.5 million people there or something like that, and there's probably a greater feeling of anonymity. I presume it's harder to actually do that in a small community like ours.
Yeah, there's this aspect of knowing that maybe my neighbor is going to see and know those things about me now. So again, I can't highlight enough the courage that these people had to present themselves like this in front of a very small community. So that was definitely a big aspect of this project, maybe a challenge. Yeah.
So that tell us about the opening of the exhibition.
So it's happening on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Wharf Gallery. And again, it will only be up for a weekend. So it will be down by Sunday. So whoever wants to come, you shall come on Saturday.
And I imagine that the most challenging thing for the women who were involved would be to be at, would that be the most challenging thing, to be at the opening with all the people watching them, watch people look at them?
Yeah, one of them kind of made a joke and she was like, I'm going to hide my eyes when I come, but she can't make it. So, but no, I think at the end, I did a little dinner after I printed the final prints just for all the girls to connect and know each other. Yeah. And we had the opportunity to talk about this. And I think that just gathering all together brought that feeling of togetherness, and we all did this together, and hey, this was uncomfortable for me, hey, that was uncomfortable for me, and just feeling more solid in ourselves knowing that we all did this together. I'm sure there will be some of those participants that will go there a little bit shy at the beginning, but I think it is a practice to present ourselves as we are.
And I never asked the question, was it actually hard to get volunteers? Did you have to ask a lot of people, or did you kind of know who you were going to ask?
It was quite easy for some reasons. I kind of thought of who are my friends that I felt like would be comfortable or excited about such projects, and the people that I reached out to said yes. All of them. So, right. It went well, yeah.
And let's talk about the practicalities of this. How long does it take to write all over a human body?
So I had a helper every time. So it was usually a friend of the model and the participant. I don't like to say model. And it took us 2 hours. So 4 hands. Well, I mean, no, 2 hands, realistically. 2 writing hands on one body. No, it was about an hour, actually. Yeah, it took about an hour to write and an hour and a half to do the shooting, depending on whenever the person felt like that was enough, because I know how it can feel taxing to be in front of a lens for too long. So, yeah.
And how many, like, do you use up the pens?
Yes. Yeah, it took probably, I want to say, 30 markers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the skin is quite oily at times, depending on what type of skin I'm writing on. But yes, it took quite a bit of ink. And then there's one of the participants that she's working in a corporate job in Hamilton. Oh. And she's like, this is going to leave, right, by tomorrow when I go to work. And I was like, I tend to stay for maybe one day, but if you scrub real hard, your face might, because the face is more oily, so that might leave easier. And she had some makeup on as well, so that would make it easier. But yeah, she still had a bit of remaining on the skin. She's like, oh, well, it's going to be a story to tell.
So you write, like, literally all over the body.
Yes, from head hands, to toes, face, everywhere. Yeah.
Feet, I presume. Yes, feet. I think I can see in that picture there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess you chose the market carefully. Do you have to, I suppose you go to the trouble of finding out what's less toxic and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so obviously markers aren't the best to use on the body because it goes into the skin. So, but at the same time, if I'd use acrylic or some other type of paint, then yeah, I haven't honestly looked too much into it. I just took pens. I've had it on myself for another photo shoot a few months back.
Right.
So, and I survived. So that was enough for me to write on others' bodies too. Yeah.
And you talked about it being potentially a therapeutic experience. Has that worked out for everyone?
Yeah. Some of the feedback from the participant were that more things came up after time. And just to look at those things and knowing that they're there. And obviously, I don't believe that magically as soon as we write them, they disappear. That would be a lie to say that. But just to possibly acknowledge them and revisit them and try and take time to discard them if possible, or interact with those thoughts in another way. It's a chance to look at them really and to assess them. I had some positive feedback about the experience. All the participants are
It's weird. I can hear your voice in two different. It's alive in my ears, and I've got a speaker next to me that's half a second delay. If I go quiet, it's 'cause I'm trying to work out what I'm listening to. Your last exhibition, your last work, we came to the attention outside of Raglan, the media outside Raglan. Your last one.
Yeah.
Are you hoping to get some wider attention with this one as well?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to possibly redo this show in Auckland. I haven't contacted any other possible gallery yet. But it is something that I would eventually like to do. But already to go and present my work at the Warwick Gallery is really exciting for me because I've never had my work in that space before. I've often worked a lot around the Old School Art Center. And so this is an opportunity to possibly interact with another public or different people.
Now you print the photos on aluminium sheets. Why aluminium sheets? What's the benefit of that?
The benefit of that is, well, the last exhibition I had, I printed on those sheets as well, and I really like the finished job. And realistically, if you're adding a frame and glass over your prints, it goes up really fast in price if I'm wanting to make them in the big size that I'm using and doing right now. So a little bit for cost and because I like the finished, the thinness of the sheet and how it hangs.
Okay, and how many do you, are you selling these items? Is that part of the deal?
Yes.
Thing that's happening? Yes. Yes. Multiple copies?
No, just the original.
The original.
Yes.
So then you haven't got. I guess that's what happens with a lot of art, sculpture, for instance. You don't get to keep a copy. So.
Well, I was kind of lucky in a way because the first prints that the company did, it didn't print it really good. And I came home and opened them and I was like, this is not really what I was imagining. So they acknowledged that it was not done right. So they did it again. So I actually do have extra copies of this work, of those works. Yeah, but obviously not. You can see, when a printer is running out of toner and then you have all these lines that are passing through the paper.
Oh, well, and they sent that to you.
Yeah. Well, they usually do like big commercial billboards and I think they kind of did it as if it was something that people would pass by in the street and see it from afar. But if you really close up and then, once they understood that it's for an exhibition, then they're like, oh, yeah, we're sorry. We're going to remake them. So, I do have another copy for myself to keep. But I do live in a small house and things tend to pile up. So I have the digital copy, so if ever I wanted to print some more, I could do that. I like the idea of just having the original and then pass on to another project afterward.
Now I was just looking at your notes for the exhibition. Are you still planning to have a live model on site for the evening with the writings on her body?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm considering possibly writing on myself as well. I will see. Right. Yeah, and the idea is just for people to kind of see a real person with the writing. What they see in the photographs, they can see it live.
That's like myself as an individual, I'd find that really challenging.
Impossible. They will be wearing clothes. They won't be naked.
All right, I see.
Yeah. I thought that might be a little bit too New York for Raglan.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd want to be from a different town, eh?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could possibly make it happen, but it was also about the model and how they would possibly not be comfortable doing that as well.
Well, so what are you doing next?
Yeah, what is that? I was like, I thought of something. There's another project with photography as well that will be coming in relation, that explores relationship between people, but I'm not going to say more, but there will be something else coming. Yes.
Okay. And do you like to, like, you're going to unusual places with your art. Oh, I guess art should be going to unusual places, shouldn't it?
You mean like exhibition or this upcoming project?
What? Your last one was taking photos of people's beds after they've slept in them, to put it simply. This one is a woman writing on their bodies. Well, this is all unusual, unexpected stuff. And I was about to say, is that what you aim for? And then I sort of thought, well, in the back of my head, I'm like, well, isn't all art supposed to be taking you somewhere new?
Yeah. I like art that, shock and provoke something, I guess, unusual or unthought of, or that makes you stop in your day. And I like the idea of having art in the street more and having live performances in the street. Like, I was considering to bring one of those girls or myself even in the middle of Auckland and having all these words written on me. And it's actually legal to be naked in New Zealand if you're not like making someone uncomfortable, or else they can call the police, and I guess things can get difficult. But
you've definitely researched this.
Yeah. So I was considering to do that live performance in Auckland with words written on me and a little panel that would explain what the thing is. So that's something I'm thinking of doing as well. The idea of having those kind of interaction in the street allows Mr. and Miss Nobody and everybody to have this kind of thing in the street that redirect them to somewhere that they wouldn't end up going in their day. Let's say it's really disruptive, something to stop and look at. And because I think that people who go to like art shows or a gallery, they've already interacted with art. They're going there and hoping to be moved in some ways. But I like the serendipity of doing it in the street because people are not expecting it. Then you get the chance to interact with people who are maybe not...
not ready for it.
Yeah, or wouldn't go to a gallery for that aspect, you know? So there's really this aspect of surprise. Yes.
It would be an interesting time to do it because we're kind of noticing that everyone's kind of, well, not everyone, but a lot of people in our nation and probably around the world are in a heightened state at the moment. Many are in a kind of a pre-triggered state already. So it could be a really challenging time to do something like that, I imagine.
You mean... because of everything that's going on, people are a little bit more, in general, they can get on the edge
faster. Yeah, basically.
I guess so. But, you know, we all go through things throughout our whole lives. I would still do it, considering that, some people might enjoy it.
All right. So, folks, we've been talking to Elizabeth Dennis about her latest exhibition, Cold-Blooded Dermatographic Locutions, opening this Saturday at the Wharf Gallery at what time?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m., and it's only there for the weekend, closing Sunday at...
at 4, I believe.
Right, yeah, 4 o'clock.
4 p.m., yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. This is another fascinating project from you.
And thank you.
If you do head up to Auckland to surprise the Aucklanders, we'd love to know about how that went.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, I will do it. So I'll get back to you on that one.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks heaps for your time this morning.